what it is for you to stay. It's the bare minimum for me. I don't wanna throw it all away, but you're gonna have to reciprocate.
Yeah, man, step up. Do the bare minimum. Some people fucking useless. Fucking useless. How they ever persuade someone to sleep with them, live with them, or marry them is beyond me. How do the fucking useless get with anyone? I mean, even if you're fucking useless yourself, you're not looking for someone else who's fucking useless, are you? Yes. So how do the fucking useless meet anyone, sleep with anyone, marry anyone? And they do. All the time, all the time. The fucking useless are procreating. And creating more. Fucking useless people. They must pretend, I guess, at the start of a relationship. My stepbrother spent the first 7 years that I knew him being fucking useless. Just lying around in a light blue dressing gown that he never washed. He just watched TV all the time. Never had a girlfriend. He washed like once every week, literally had a bath like once every 2 weeks. It was like a joke. He's like, he's having a bath. He's a teenager, washing once a week. He must have fucking stank. Fucking useless. And then at 18, he leaves school. He's got nothing, no prospects. Fucking useless. Right? What the hell is he going to do with his life? Long, greasy hair, blue dressing gown, gaudily stained. dressing gown, fucking useless. Yeah. So what do? Well, you pretend, don't you? So he had a job interview for an architect's firm as a draftsman. Because the one thing he wasn't useless at was drawing, and he'd spent 18 years sitting in front of the TV, drinking alcohol and doodling. So he went out, bought a sharp striped suit, shiny shoes and a shirt, and he cut his hair. And for the first time in the 7 years I'd known him, he looked like a human being. You know, he'd shaved for the first time. He genuinely looked like an animal before this, and in one day became a human being. He pretended. And he went out and got the job at the architect's firm. And on the same day, met a girl. And he spent his whole life with her. And he spent his whole life working at this same architect's firm. Because as soon as he got that job, as soon as he got that girlfriend, of course, he does what we all do. Or a lot of people do. He reverted, didn't he? He reverted to being fucking useless. Drinking alcohol, he grew his hair back, he watched TV, never washed. All you have to do if you're fucking useless is to pretend for one day and you can turn your life around. And in this architect's firm, he's been fucking useless. He helped design the Millennium Bridge in London, which, if you don't know, you can tell how fucking useless that was if you Google it. When it was first opened, it became known as the Wobbly Bridge and had to close because he was fucking useless at designing it. But he's gotten away with it because, you know, being fucking useless, most people are fucking useless. So it doesn't get noticed, does it? Everyone is reciprocating their fucking uselessness forever. And then there's me. Always useful. Always useful. And then that one day, all you wanted me to do was stay. The bare minimum. And I left. So fucking useless.